What is Wisconsin shipping across the continent and overseas? It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Lee Rayburn, and for Kate Archer Kent. And the short answer is a lot more than we used to. Value of exports from Wisconsin continues to grow as demand for our goods expands around the globe, and it's far from just beer and cheese. So what do you want to know about Wisconsin's role in international markets? And what do you think the future holds for Wisconsin's producers and manufacturers? 1-800-642-1234 to join our conversation or email ideas at WPR.org. Our guest this morning, Katie Sinnott. She's the Vice President of Global Trade and Investment for the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Katie, good morning.
Good morning, Lee. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you being here because I think I start looking at the numbers and it's hard to wrap your head around. And then you start thinking about, well, what's Wisconsin known for? And then you look at some of the details of some of the products that we've been exporting. And it may not be what you think. But let's begin with the countries that are our top trading partners here in Wisconsin, exports and imports. Katie, what do you see?
Sure. I'd love to talk about that. Our top three destinations are Canada, Mexico, and China, and Germany rounds out the bottom. When you look at Canada, we have exports of about $7.5 billion, and we saw significant gains in that area, pushing total export levels to levels we haven't seen since 2014. In Mexico, we maintained the second largest export destination with exports of $3.1 billion. And the global pandemic significantly impacted Wisconsin's exports to Mexico, with pharmaceutical exports dramatically increasing by almost 3,000%. And we saw that in many countries. And China really increased their purchases as well, with $1.8 billion worth of Wisconsin goods, increase of 16%, with medical and scientific instruments and pharmaceutical exports growing by 23%. And 164%, respectively. Again, those pharmaceuticals products are increasing in great numbers. And then Germany rounded out the bottom as our top export destination within Europe.
And Katie, overall, what was our dollar figure on our pharmaceutical exports from Wisconsin in 2021?
So pharmaceuticals grew by a significant amount. It was over 60%. And, you know, a lot of that obviously had to do with COVID, and the actual amount was $1.9 billion. Sorry, the increase was 514%.
Wow.
So huge amount. We went from exporting almost nothing to increasing by about $1.6 billion.
I guess I don't even recognize a pharmaceutical industry in Wisconsin, Katie. So from the eyes of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, where is this industry coming from in the state?
Well, there are a number of key players in the state. I would say Merck Sigma Aldrich would be one of the key players in that industry.
And yet pharmaceuticals at almost $2 billion in exports in 2021, not at the top of the list of the goods that Wisconsin exported that year. What do we find, at least in a dollar value, that was greater than pharmaceuticals exporting out of Wisconsin?
There are actually quite a few things. So when you think about Wisconsin and its key industries, most people would think about agriculture and manufactured goods. So our top export categories are industrial machinery, medical and scientific instruments, electrical machinery, and then rounding out the fourth position is pharmaceutical products. So if you look at our number one export category, industrial machinery, we exported $5.7 billion, which is 9% over 2021, in 2021. And our top categories are transmission shafts and gears, internal combustion engines, as we make many, many precision combustion engines, and harvesting equipment. And 20% of those products actually go to Canada. And we saw the largest increase in that category in harvesting equipment. So our number two category, medical and scientific instruments, with exports of $2.2 billion, grew by 7%. And our top categories in that are X-ray equipment and electronic diagnostic equipment. And we saw double-digit increases in our top three export destinations. So China increased its purchases by 23%, Canada increased, Mexico increased, and then rounding it out with our electrical machinery, our third largest export category at $188 million, it grew by 5%. I think what's important to note, though, Lee, is that listeners may be surprised that in those top four categories, including the pharmaceutical products, you didn't hear about ag products, right?
I was just wondering about that.
Right? So let me cover that real briefly.
Yeah.
So agriculture products are interspersed in many, many different NAICS codes, which is a professional term of how we categorize products. But if you look at them as one super category, Wisconsin exports of food, forestry, and agricultural products reached an all-time high of almost $4 billion in 2021. And that's an 18% increase. And this super category is Wisconsin's second largest export category.
Behind industrial machinery?
Exactly.
Katie Sinnott is our guest, Vice President of Global Trade and Investment for the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, as we are looking at the increase in exports from Wisconsin overseas and with our trading partners in a continent with Canada and Mexico. And what would you like to know about Wisconsin's role in the global economy? And do you import export products for Wisconsin? And be interested in your experience this morning at 1-800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. And Katie, is this just a bounce back from the pandemic year of 2020, or if we go back a few years, are we still seeing that sort of trajectory of growth of exports from Wisconsin?
For the last few years, we have seen increase in our exports, but I think part of this really significant jump in exports and imports too is due to a pent-up demand from COVID-19.
And give us some idea of the role that the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, or the WEDC, plays in assisting businesses, opening new markets, and expanding Wisconsin's exports.
Sure, I would love to do that. One thing that always surprises me as I move around the state to talk about exporting and increasing your expertise in exporting is that our programs are not widely known. So I really appreciate that you're bringing us on the show today. So we have four key programs that will help exporters accelerate their export efforts. So we start off with a program called Export Tech, which is a C-suite designated program that allows those groups of people to design their export strategy. So over 3 8-hour sessions, they will create their export strategy, design their budget, create their elevator pitch, identify their target countries. And what we have found with Export Tech is that companies who have gone through this program, 12 months after their graduation, they have on average impact to their revenue of $1 million. And typically these are small to medium sized companies that are participating in this program. So it's a significant increase.
8 hours over 3 days, and the net result generally is about $1 million in additional revenue.
Right. It's actually over 3 months because they have a lot of homework in between right. each of those 8-hour sessions. It's a pretty intensive program. And, you know, one of the great things that came out of COVID, there are a few, but one of the things is the virtual aspect. So now Export Tech is largely virtual. So it's easier for companies around the state to participate in that program.
The second one.
Yeah, trade ventures. So it's always important to get your boots on the ground, get to know the country, see who your competitors are, see how your program or your products are offered in that country. During COVID, we pivoted very quickly to virtual trade ventures, which is something very new to all of us. So we offer trade ventures both virtually due to COVID, and now in fiscal 23, we'll be going back to in-person trade ventures. And what that will allow you to do is we'll take you in country, set up personalized meeting schedules based upon your own objectives for that country. We will set up hotels, we'll provide interpreters if required. All you need to do is show up ready to talk about your business.
Mm.
Go ahead.
Well, I want to take a break here if I can, Katie, but we're halfway through the list of four detailed ways that the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation is working with businesses across Wisconsin to expand exports. And as we see from the bottom line and the big picture numbers this morning, that number continues to grow. We'll take your questions at 1-800-642-1234, your comments about our role in the global markets. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. Almost $25 billion in a year-to-year growth rate greater than 20%. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Lee Rayburn, and that's the big picture and the broadest strokes of Wisconsin's exports in 2021. And we're getting granular with our guest and invite you to share how you see Wisconsin's place in the global economy and where our state's industries are heading from here. 1-800-642-1234 to join us. Our guest, Katie Sinnott. She's Vice President of Global Trade and Investment for the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. And we're mentioning the four programs available for businesses in Wisconsin to expand their exports. It began with Export Tech, a C-suite of three classes, 8 hours, but a lot of homework, and Trade Ventures were the second one. And Katie, what's the difference between a trade venture and a trade mission?
So a trade mission in Wisconsin indicates that the governor is present with us.
We'll get to the governor in a moment, but those were the first two programs available. What were the last two, Katie?
So the third one is our trade representative network. The trade representatives help us set up those trade ventures. They do many different things for our Wisconsin companies. They can do market assessments for a company. For example, let's say you received an inquiry about buying one of your big fire trucks from a country, and you weren't sure whether you should sell that fire truck to that country, you could do a market assessment of the country and understand better what your possibility for sales are in that country. They also do partner searches and one-off projects. One great example that is just really wild to me that one of our trade representatives helped with recently is we had a $1 million piece of equipment, not we, but one of our clients, and it was already on the ocean going to Australia. And the Australian import laws changed while that piece of equipment was sitting on the ocean.
Oh, no.
Right? So we worked with our Australian trade rep to get them an exemption so that they could actually offload that product in the port and get it to their client in Australia and get paid. Had they not worked through our trade representative, it would have been much more difficult when they landed in the port of Australia. So keep in mind the trade representative network that we have available for you. In addition, there's a help desk. So if you're just curious about tax rates, import duties, different things like that, those are free of charge services to Wisconsin companies. The last item would be grants. Grants always garner a lot of interest. We offer grants of between up to $25,000. If you're an Export Tech graduate, you will have access to up to $25,000. If you are not, you have access to $10,000. And the reason we gate those grants is we believe in the power of the Export Tech program to create a very good export strategy for companies.
Vice President of Global Trade and Investment for the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, or the WEDC, Katie Sinnott. I'm curious about what businesses have. What are the requirements for businesses to be able to participate in these programs that the WEDC offers, Katie?
Well, we certainly look for export readiness. So we would do an interview with the company to understand how prepared they are to go ahead and export. There's a set of questions that we ask. And then based upon that, we would work with them if we feel that they are export ready. And for example, with the grants program, we would help them set up a budget. So they would need to provide us with a budget of how they're going to use that program and what categories of expenses they would like to have reimbursed through that program. And they would have to be export-related expenses, for example, export education or trade shows. Happily, trade shows are restarting now, so people can go to other countries and participate in those trade shows. Different things like that.
And Katie, we've seen some stories of supply chain bottlenecks hindering imports and exports all over the world. Has Wisconsin seen the same?
Right. You know, supply chains have been a challenge, I must say. If you didn't realize how important your import-export manager is, or your supply chain manager, you do today. That person is now a rock star. So when you, it's important to understand that supply chain is like an umbrella term that includes a lot of factors. COVID, workforce challenges, natural disasters, as well as transportation. You know, all supply challenges have been really heavily impacted by COVID, as you know. But there are three things happening today with supply chains. So low cost is no longer king. Cost is now only one consideration. Businesses are looking for reliability of their supply chain. Can you supply the materials over time? And what kind of backups are there in the event of complications like COVID? We're also seeing a regionalization of supply chains. Single sourcing really is over. China remains a popular supplier, but companies are looking elsewhere in Asia, particularly in Southeast Asia, or they might even be regionalizing in different continents based upon where their customer base is. Additionally, as I said, the position of import and export and supply chain has really been elevated to the C-suite. So there's really increased scrutiny there. So it's no longer just a matter for the bottom line of where we get our supplies. It's no longer the lowest price, but it has to fit into a strategic consideration of what does the company need, how fast, how reliable, what's the risk in that supply chain.
Katie Sinnott, Vice President of Global Trade and Investment for the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, taking your questions at 1-800-642-1234. And Katie, just last week, Governor Evers signed a bill into law that intends to boost the state's dairy exports by 25% by 2026. That sounds like a daunting task. So how does the WEDC go into action when they get the call from the governor like that?
Well, the great thing about that is we have two great international teams working on that project. And we're so delighted that there is additional funding being provided for the export of crops, dairy, and meat products that will be largely managed through the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection by the excellent international team there. But we work as a great partnership together. Part of the funds will be through WEDC, through our International Market Access Grant Program, which I previously discussed. So rather than recreating the wheel, DATCAP, as we call them, and WEDC will work together to get the International Market Access Grant out to individual companies falling in those categories.
And so as you go through just this one example of expanding dairy exports, or the goal from the governor to expand dairy exports, what should dairy producers be thinking about? What role will they play in this, and how can they access an opportunity to gain international markets?
Well, I think their first stop would be to talk to the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection international team for them to understand what the dairy producer would like to do. Typically, they would be selling their product to someone who would be exporting it. It's typically not the dairy producer. It's the food producer further down the supply chain. So they could talk to the team there, or they could talk to us. You could contact me at katy.sinnott@wedc.org.
That's WEDC.org. That's all right. Yeah. Katie.Sinnott@WEDC.org. And Katie, if you were to look into your crystal ball and see the future of the Wisconsin economic development and the future of global markets and the opportunities that Wisconsin businesses have, what do you see?
Well, we have the January export numbers, and they look promising. We exported in January $2.1 billion, an increase again of 13% over 2021. So the future looks bright. Our manufacturers are working well. The economy is robust based upon the bounce back of our export numbers.
Yeah, and it's fascinating to see the systems at work in Wisconsin's economy. So, Katie, thank you so much for sharing it with us this morning.
Thank you.
Katie Sinnott, Vice President of Global Trade and Investment for the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Up next is news. Then we're going to hear from a graduate student who's inside Russia right now about what they are seeing on the ground during this historic moment. Also want to remind you, on Monday at this time, after the 7 o'clock news, we've got your state capitol report in the 7 o'clock hour on Monday, and we'll be speaking with Wisconsin's Attorney General Josh Call. We plan to ask him the latest on the state's PFAS lawsuits, what's happening with tribal rights for fishing with spears, and recent opioid settlement funds, and what the state will do with that. Also, the Attorney General will be answering your questions Monday morning. That'll be after the 7 o'clock news. You're welcome to join us for the full hour of the State Capitol Report. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.